T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glad to have you aboard today, and we'll continue right along here with the call from Ian in Traveler's Rest. And good evening, Ian. Welcome.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
So I kind of fall in between somewhere where you and Mr. Hayden are falling in between. In 1781, they had similar to what they're talking about today, the Convention of States. And their purpose wasn't to create a constitution. When they originally went there, it was to amend the Articles of Federation.
So 1787, yeah.
In 1787.
Okay.
And they come out with the Constitution. What's stopping them now from doing something similar?
Well, we have a process, and no one is even trying to do that, number one, and you would have to have some kind of consensus, and we have nothing even approaching that. We're merely seeing a process in which there is an effort made to work within the framework of the current Constitution and amend it with the rules and limitations of the current Constitution. I mean, you wouldn't have any kind of consensus on totally ripping everything out by the roots.
And that, if I remember right, that was their, the Convention of the States, when the framers came together, their original goal was to amend the Articles of Confederation, come up with something the equivalent of the Bill of Rights. And what they did, in fact, was make an entire new document, which we now know as the Constitution.
But, of course, you must remember, too, the Articles of Confederation were a complete failure and were falling apart. The nation was in danger of becoming 13 separate countries, which separately would have wound up being recolonized by France or Spain or even Britain again. The situation was entirely different from what it is today. There's nothing to say that that couldn't happen regardless of whether we held a convention. If things were so bad, you wouldn't need a convention to do that. This is merely an effort to use the process outlined in this Constitution, with all the limitations of this Constitution. And quite frankly, much of what such a convention would recommend would never get past 38 states because too many of them are liberal, and they love the idea of having a runaway federal government. So all I'm saying is that this convention would give us a chance.
That was the original between the convention, and then it was made in 1781, not ratified until 1787, because social pressure at that time created the last three states to fail, which made
Well, in 1781, you had the Articles of Confederation adopted. The Constitutional Convention wasn't until 1787.
And then with the Articles was ratified in 17, it was several years after that, it was finally ratified because social pressure finally made the last few remaining states fail. That is something similar to what I believe we stand a chance of seeing with this.
Well, there's no consensus for tossing out the entire Constitution, and this process wouldn't bring that about. This is only about offering amendments to this Constitution within the framework and the limitations of this Constitution. That's all I can tell you. If there was that much of a widespread notion of getting rid of this Constitution, then we could just simply have an armed revolution, and that would be the direction we would go. And we're not going down that path. This is not not an effort to do anything other than change within the limitations of this Constitution.
We do see that with Virginia and their Second Amendment rights. We see that in the impeachment hearings that constitutional restraints really do not matter to these people that much.
Well,
so
I'll put it this way: what the Congress is doing regarding impeachment is unfair, but I don't think it's unconstitutional simply because that's one of the flaws in the Constitution. The impeachment process is pretty sloppy, and it leaves up to the House and the Senate the rules for running this thing. And frankly, there's nothing in there that says you have to have due process in an impeachment. So while I disagree totally with what the House did, I don't think it's unconstitutional, regrettably. That's another change that we might want to think about making, tightening up the impeachment clause.
Well, I would just like to see the convention of the state have an escort, and I really hope that the numbers add up and anything that comes out of it that's not constitutional will not pass, but there's always that pressure of...
Well, of course, by definition, anything added to the Constitution is by definition constitutional, Ian. That's why they set the threshold so high, 3/4 of the states. If in fact you proposed a constitutional amendment that 38 states agreed to that said that only left-handed people could vote, then it would by definition be constitutional if it were adopted. But again, common sense tells you that you're not going to do anything that weird. Unfortunately, tightening up things like term limits, no budget, no congressional pay, all laws passed by Congress must apply equally to the people and to the Congress. A lot of those aren't going to get even 38 states, unfortunately. I hope that they might, but it'll be tough. Anyway, appreciate your thoughts, and thank you for joining us this afternoon on the Bobby Mack Show at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Let's see here. What's happening over in this text line? Hey, Jimbo, is it ridiculous of me to believe Obama was setting up the ducks and Hillary was to lower the boom on the U.S.? Do you know what I'm saying? Well, I can answer that last part. No. Obama was setting up the ducks, I guess, in a row, and Hillary was to lower the boom on the U.S. I don't know what that means. No, maybe you might want to try texting again or even calling in and being a little more explicit. I don't know what you mean at all, lower the boom on the U.S. Certainly, Obama would have preferred that Hillary win the election and pursue things in a socialist direction, although even Hillary, bless her corrupt heart, wouldn't be as socialist as, say, a Bernie Sanders would have been. Okay. Anyway, let's see here. Rogue judges allowing funding of lawless cities. Let's see. I'll just have to... This text line is really tough to read. Here's one I can read. Adam Schiff is like a bad gout flare-up. That's wonderful. You take some medicine, and then you use the bathroom, and it's gone. You know, the thing about Adam Schiff, tell me if I'm wrong here. To me, he's got a head like Tim Conway, but the eyes say Charlie Manson. Am I wrong? To me, that's Adam Schiff. Tim Conway's head, but the eyes say Charlie Manson. I could be wrong. Anyway, we'll try to figure out here. Maybe a lawsuit for malicious prosecution. I think they're talking about things we can get back at Congress for what they're doing. And as far as I can see, constitutionally, the only thing you can do to get back at Congress for what they're doing is to not reelect them. I do believe. Anyway, Jimbo for Bobby Mack, 106.3 WORD. We're the Upstate's talk station, my friend. You'd better darn well believe it. And we have 5:15 just for you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, play some of that music here, yeah. Okay, that'll do. All right. Take me back to my misspent youth as a disc jockey. Thank you much. Now I'm a talk show host. I'm grown up. And I do this thing occasionally here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, like tomorrow when I'm Vince from 10 till noon. We are at 106.3WORD.com, as I'm sure you know. And, of course, also 101.5 FM in Anderson, if you're in the southern part of the Upstate. Good signal down there. You ought to check that out if you're heading south at some point. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. All that's happening today pretty much is what Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said, which is to say the Democrats have about an hour's worth of presentation, but they've got all this time they want to fill, so they repeat it six times the first day and eight times the second day, said Roy, and he's correct. And, of course, the second thing we've learned is that Chuck Schumer is shooting down the notion of a Biden for Bolton witness trade deal, which, from Chuck Schumer's point of view, is a smart move because it looks more and more like Biden's going to be their presidential nominee. And there's nothing that John Bolton could say that would be as damaging to President Trump as what Joe Biden or his son Hunter would say that would be as damaging to the Democrats. All right, to Tom in Greenville, who joins us this afternoon on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I was just reading in the Federalist Papers, number 65, and Hamilton wrote it, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a big fan of him.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, he's looking at the Senate, and he wrote, he says, where else than in the Senate could be found a tribunal sufficiently dignified or independent?
Well,
yeah. What other body would likely to feel competence enough in its own situation to preserve unawed and uninfluenced the necessary impartiality between an individual accused and the representatives, he's talking about the House, of the people, his accuser.
Well, it looked good at the time, Tom. What can I tell you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we need to have more confidence in the Senate because the House, you know, is basically built for the mob, you know, and that's why they only serve 2 years. And the Senate, you know, is there for 6 years. So they're a little bit more, you know, it was on the House of Lords, a lot more dignified, a lot more astute in their observations.
You know, that was always the theory. I would remind you that at one point, a member of the U.S. Senate was struck with a cane until he was crippled.
Oh, yeah.
So let's not forget that this notion of how august and saintly was the Senate, that was always a lofty goal, not necessarily a reality. So I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll put it this way. If you were to transport by time machine Hamilton and the other founders ahead, they would marvel at many things, but they would not be too thrilled, I think, with what they see in terms of much of the action on Capitol Hill.
But we do need to have a lot more confidence in our senators than we are right now, or what they're being dragged through the coals on. I think that we need to have more confidence in them and understand that they are impartial and that they'll represent us in the best way possible.
Well, that's the thing. So of course, you've got 50 different states and you've got people with different constituencies. And I'll guarantee you, if any of these people, senators, so falls out of touch with their constituents, then they're going to lose re-election. And the problem, of course, is that it's not the people we elect, it's the people those other idiots are electing.
Yep. But you think with serving 6 years, you would have a little bit more knowledge than just serving two. So anyway, that was just my point. Well, I think we need to have more confidence in them in our.
Are you saying competence or confidence?
Confidence.
Okay. I mean, one person's competence or confidence is another person's irresponsibility. that's the problem we got, Tom. But I see what you're saying. If you and I could just elect all of them, things would be perfect. But of course, we let other people do that. Yeah. But your point is well taken.
And that's just all I want to say is that we need to look at the Senate and have more respect for them than what's being shown right now.
It would be nice. It truly would be. The founders did the best they could, and I think they put together a pretty good system. However, no system is perfect. No system of people run by people is ever perfect. So, but your thoughts are good grist for the mill, and we appreciate that, Tom. Thank you. We got Toby over in Clinton to chime in this afternoon on the Bobby Mack Show. Good afternoon, Toby.
Hey, Jimbo, how's it going? Sounds like you got your cannon loaded today.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just a pop gun, but hey, anyway.
Well, I know y'all talking about electing senators. Well, we do have our nut, Lindsey Graham, but that's another story for another day. Well, I will say something about the impeachment thing going on in the Senate. Mm-hmm. I know the Republicans get up there and they can talk till they're blue in the face, but I do believe that the Democrats in the Senate, they've pretty much got their minds made up about, impeachment, going on with the other side of the House and everything.
The only problem is they don't have the votes to convict.
No. And see, what I think they ought to do is do what they're going to do. I mean, make it actually a true hearing. I mean, call people and let the people know without a shadow of a doubt, without just going straight to a vote, hey, just, Trump did not do anything. And let's hear it out and show everybody without a shadow of a doubt he didn't do anything, regardless of the Democrats think he did. Show the American people by calling who they need to call to show he didn't do this. So just coming to a quick vote and it makes him look like, they're hiding something.
Exactly. I don't want any Democrat out there to be able to run this year on the charge. Well, we brought the case to the Senate and those Republicans, they're sweeping it under the rug. They're covering up. No matter what else they say, I don't want them to be able to say that. And again, if the facts are made known, go ahead. I'll Bolton for Biden any day of the week. I don't think John Bolton has that much bad to say about Donald Trump, but Biden, either Biden or both, under oath? Are you kidding me? That would be deadly for the Joe Biden candidacy.
Well, even if they're under oath, what keeps them from lying anyway?
Well, but again, you can be caught. A good prosecutor would simply catch them in their lies. I mean, that's the whole point of testifying under oath. You catch them in their lies.
And what I can understand, most of these people that are in the Senate or in the House, they're attorneys, and they must They must have studied the Constitution sometime or another when they was going through law school, unless they forgot a bunch of it as soon as they got elected.
Well, but a lot of them are attorneys, and I'm sure that they all have read the Constitution through, which I have done on a number of occasions. But again, you have this school of thought, Toby, of interpreting the living Constitution, which is to say the parts I like, I cling to word for word. The parts I don't like, we'll just make it up as we go along. That's the problem.
Yeah, because I've heard you and Bob McLean say, both of you say, the Democrats only push out the Constitution when it suits them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, when they need to, you know, when they need to holler, oh, hey, wait, we got the Constitution. And then when we use it, it's kind of, oh, wait a minute, you know.
It was written by a bunch of old dead white guys who all owned slaves. Exactly.
They only use it when it suits them. But you have
exactly
a great day.
And you have a great day, Toby. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your thoughts and your listenership as well at 106.3 WORD. That's right. Hypocrisy is a mighty big word, but the Democrats know it well, even though they practice it so often. More to come. Jimbo for Bobby Mack. It's 529.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Glad you're with us today. Thank you for being a part of our Thursday, Friday Eve on the Bobby Mack Show at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and 106.3WORD.com and 101.5 FM in Anderson in the southern part of the listening area. Let's check out the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, where we see Mike in Hendersonville. Good afternoon, Mike. Oh, Mike. Do we have Mike? Well, 23 before 6, let's try Jace in Greenville. Hello, Jace.
Hi, Jimbo.
Hi.
I just want you to know, all Democrats are not stupid.
I agree. I agree. If I indicated
worker,
that, I apologize.
No. Just the opposite.
Okay.
I'm a blue-collar worker, and Democrats that I've known for years, they're fed up with the Democratic. The party is just ruined to them. And one of them said he's even voting for Trump this time. I have another one said he's not going to vote at all. But they laugh at their own party. So there's a lot more of them out there. And, you know, I don't talk a whole lot of politics at work, but it's good to hear them talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's how Trump got elected, was people who were Democrats that said, I've had enough of this. And they voted for Trump in Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's how he won.
Well, hopefully he's going to do it again, because this whole thing has just gotten really, it's gotten really bad. I'm ashamed, you know, to have seen what the Democrats are doing. I hope he wins again. Usually I'm not very political, but right is right. It's time for him to, you know, he's done so much for the country, and it's time for him to be president again.
I believe that you are absolutely correct. I really do. And I'm glad to see that you've gotten this involved. Jace, I hope you'll get more involved, but that's up to you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your listenership. Thank you for your call. 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. I'm not sure it was Mike in Hendersonville, a no-show.
Hello?
We do have Mike in Hendersonville. Okay, I talked to you earlier, but you weren't on the phone at that point. Good afternoon, yeah, Mike.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, Jim.
Oh, well, then in that case, it was a problem on our end. Anyway, my apologies. 21 before 6, and what's on your mind, Mike?
Well, one thing I want to tell you, you do a phenomenal job at subbing in for everybody. You remind me of John Havlicek, who started off subbing in for everybody on basketball team.
The sixth man. He was the Boston Celtics sixth man. Thank you. That's a high compliment because that's what John did. John Havlicek, he was the first guy off the bench. And he actually, even though he didn't start, he wound up playing more minutes for Boston than a lot of the starters did.
Yeah. And you remind me of him.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to fill in. It's a great station, and I enjoy the people here, and I've enjoyed it.
The reason I'm calling is that what I want to say is that Trump's been through four kangaroo trials, so to speak, investigations, and they've brought all kinds of witnesses. Nobody could find anything wrong. And, you know, if they bring witnesses on this one, they're just going to go ahead. And when he's found innocent again, they're just going to come up with some other cockamamie story and try all over again.
And oh, I'm sure they will try all over again. Yeah, go ahead.
We need to put a stop to it and just say, hey, we're not going to put any more up with this crap. And like the attorney general from South Carolina said, if they want to do something, they need to have a pretrial, like every other prosecutor does. And prove that they have a case, and then try something.
Well, with all due respects to the Attorney General, as he well knows, this isn't a trial. This isn't a courtroom, and you operate under the rules of the Constitution, which are very loose, very lax. And so whatever else this has been, it has been, as far as I can see, constitutional, simply because the Constitution is so lax on the whole topic of impeachment. It's up to the House to impeach. It's up to the Senate to hold the trial. And whatever they choose is pretty much okay.
So. Well, I know I speak for myself and a lot of my friends. We're just fed up with this.
Well, I'm fed up with it, but I'm not of a mind to just say let's just chuck it all and let the Democrats campaign from now till November saying, oh, they covered up. I don't want to hear the word cover up from Democrats. I want them to have to admit that whatever else happened, they got their witnesses. I want to hear them all, because when the witnesses are heard, I think you could add 5 points to the president's final margin in the vote come November.
I'm hoping for more like 25.
Well, that would be nice. Everything that's happened so far, you know, Mike, everything that's happened so far has improved the president's standing. His approval rating went from 46 to 50 points just in the span of the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committee hearings. That's a short period of time to go up 4 points.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, I just want the president to be reelected, and I think that that witnesses would serve his purposes. I really do. Even though I'm tired of it too. I'm with you and your friends. I'm tired of it, but hey, I can tolerate it.
I would like President Trump to get the president of Ukraine to come, and the two of them to sit on the front row, staring right at their accusers, and really make them sweat in their pants.
Well, that would be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yes. I would love to see it.
I would love to see it as well. That I think that has great possibilities. I can picture that now. I like it. good
well,
stuff,
God bless
Mike.
You, Jim.
I thank you for your call and your thoughts. Appreciate it. Again, I'm tired of it also. Let's see here. We'll get at least a start of a call with Lucy in Greenville, who joins us this afternoon on the Bobby Mack Show. Pardon? Oh, well, I haven't even seen Todd yet, but Todd is out there somewhere. Hello, Todd, wherever you are.
Hello, Jimbo. How are you doing this afternoon,
sir? I'm well, thank you.
To respond to the last caller, Terry calls her Mad Maxine, which I find hilarious. But anyways, Mad Maxine Waters has already stated.
I call her Mama Doc, but go ahead.
Okay. That when this impeachment falls on its face, because apparently they know it's going to, that they've already started working on the next impeachment of Trump. So, yeah, they've already started.
Well, go for it. I say go for it. Every time they do this, his standing goes up. I mean, I'd be happy to turn the victory into a landslide. Go for it, Maxine.
Well, that's true. But another thing that I'm wondering, because there is a treaty that the United States has with Ukraine and several other foreign nations.
And I know that the 1999 treaty is a bilateral treaty between the U.S. and Ukraine that promises cooperation on corruption.
Exactly. That's the one that I can't remember if Clinton put it in or if one of the
Clinton put it in. Yeah.
Clinton did. Then, you know, if it says, hey, you know, if one of your diplomats come over here and do something stupid, we'll help you investigate. On the other hand, if one of ours comes over to your territory and does something stupid, you know, you help us, you know, we'll investigate and you help us.
Exactly.
Why hasn't any of the senators, congressmen, or Trump's defense team pulled that out and go, look, it's right here. It says, you know, that he is allowed to do all this stuff. And, you know, so, you know.
I think you're right. I think that should have been brought up, and I don't know why they didn't, although I must confess that, like you, I do smile at the irony of Bill Clinton proposing an anti-corruption treaty. We'll take a quick break here. I'll tell you what, if you want to talk some more, we'll do so when we come back. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and the time, 15 before 6. Good afternoon. Pleasure to have you with us now. It is 9 minutes before 6 o'clock at 106.3 WORD, and Jimbo in for Bobby Mack today. And we were talking to Todd. Do we still have Todd? Just checking. Oh, Todd.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're back on. Just wanted to let you have a chance to finish up your thoughts. Please go ahead.
Tuesday, I was watching the BS parade, Congressman Crow got up there, a Democrat, I think from Utah, if I remember correctly. I can't remember because I got so mad because he said, I was in the services, you know, in 91 when we were looking for, armor to strap on the side of the Humvees. And I was like, I remember that because I was there. You know, we were very ill prepared for what we were up against, but we managed. Right. He said, so this hits close to home when, you know, he withholds aid from our brothers in arms in Ukraine so they can't fight. And I was like, oh boy. Because, you know, under the Obama administration, they were scrambling for ammunition. They couldn't fly the choppers half the time because they didn't have the fuel. They were very underfunded in the entire military. You know, I had friends that were still in, and I was talking to them, and they were like, we were told, only shoot if you know that you're going to kill. Don't shoot to lay down suppression fire because we don't have the ammunition to do it.
That's outrageous. Hey, suppression fire saves lives, for those who don't happen to know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because they didn't have the ammunition because they didn't have the funding. The choppers could only fly, you know, need to, you know, absolute positive need to missions. And, you know, they couldn't hover. You know, my son was in aviation, and you know, he was over there, and he's like, you know, he said, we were ordered, if we hovered for more than 2 minutes, we had to land and shut it down so that, you know, we didn't waste fuel. That's how
unconscionable. People's lives are lost because of rules like that.
Exactly. And I'm saying, you know, and I'm like, don't you dare talk about brothers in arms over there and withholding aid from them when y'all couldn't fund our own damn military. Yeah.
That's a pretty sad state of affairs, Todd. I want to thank you for getting that all in. I want to find a chance to get on Lucy here in Greenville, but thank you, Todd, for your call. It's now 6 before 6, and good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon, Jim. I miss you at 5:30 in the morning because I am just retired after 26 years, mm-hmm. and always got up at 5:30 so I could hear you before I started my work day.
Well,
so,
you know, I'm still there. I don't anchor that show, but I still have a morning interview I do at 5:35 and a little funny feature I do at 5:25. So I'm still there.
Well, now that I'm retired, I'm treating myself to an extra 30 minutes of sleep.
Well, I think you're allowed.
But what the reason for today's call is I have to thank you. I was helping family that was sick on Tuesday, leaving there at 6:30 at night, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to go try to vote. And then I got in the car and heard y'all talking, but especially heard you saying every vote counts. And I am so glad I turned around and went towards the voting area and got there in time to vote. So
well,
I wanted to say that. And,
good for you.
But I love you. I'm like everybody else. I love you filling in. You step into big shoes and fill them quite nicely. So job well done. Can I mention one other thing on a personal level?
Sure.
My 50th high school reunion from Greenville Senior High is coming up in March. And we're having difficulty locating some of the people. And if they are hearing me, there's a Facebook and, but there's a, if they just look, they'll find out. But the reunion's going to be in March, and we're making it very reasonable as far as cost to participate.
Now, that would be the Greenville High School class of 1970?
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
1970. And there's a lot of Steve Watson, Jimmy Orders, a lot Mike Keller. There's a lot of people they can reach out to, that Carol Perrin, all of these that can get them the information. But we would like everybody, because how many more years do we have?
Well, you never know. I mean, that's
exactly.
A real good point.
We've lost quite a few. So the ones that are still out there, please, please, if somebody's contacting you, get involved.
Is there a
and
Facebook
again,
page
Jim,
or anything like that, Lucy?
I'm sorry?
Is there a Facebook page or anything?
There is. It's Greenville High 1970
Greenville
Class
High
Reunion.
1970 Class Reunion. Greenville High 1970 Class Reunion. There is a Facebook page. Okay.
Yes.
I hope they show up.
I do, too, and thank you for all you do. You're a great asset to this radio station.
You're very sweet, Lucy, and I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I got to say a good word for high school reunions. I love them. I've gone to all of mine, and I seriously recommend go. Among other things, the old high school quarterback now looks like Archie Bunker. The homecoming queen looks like Tammy Faye Baker. The nerd nobody would talk to will show up in his private jet. He's now number three at Microsoft. And, the wallflower nobody would invite to the prom, that's Michelle Pfeiffer's stunt double. They're great. Go to your class reunions. Jimbo for Bobby Mac, and we got another hour to come here. That's called the bonus hour at 106.3 WORD, the time 3 before 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.